Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. Today's message is brought by Faye Clark.
Yeah, I'm just going to pray. I'm going to get into his word, yeah. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Holy Spirit, we invite you now. Glory of the Lord, fill the temple today. Father God, I submit to you afresh right now. God, I pray that you speak to our hearts this morning, that you change us. God, explode in our lives today, oh God. Change our hearts, change our minds, change our perception, change our outlook, change our view. But Holy Spirit, we give you liberty right now to move and have your being. Freedom today. Freedom today, Holy Spirit. Bring strength today, Holy Spirit. Bring refreshing today, Holy Spirit. Bring revelation, Holy Spirit, today, today. Bring Holy Spirit, bring revelation today, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I just want to share something with you before we get into the word. We went stargazing last night. Ty thought it was amazing. Because at 10 to 11, I was like, come on, get Molly's harness on. We're going to go and find some shooting stars. And shooting stars we found. And Ty and I saw two amazing shooting stars that had a tail. So they're not only shot across the sky, but they'd got a tail. And Ty was so excited. He was hanging out the window. We were parked. But he was hanging out the window and he was going, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And as he was saying that, I was so blown away by creation and the awesomeness of our God, that he created them. So I just wanted to share that with you because it was mind-blowingly amazing. But I want to ask this question. Who is hungry for more of God today? Oh, dear. We can work with that. But do you think we're not hungry because we've never been hungry? We're in a nation where mostly we don't really go hungry. And so we don't really understand what it is to be hungry. And do you think that because of that, that impacts on our hunger for the things of God? Just a question. I'm going to share some stuff with you today that God started to work in me probably about 8 weeks ago, and which he confirmed at Faith Camp, which I'm just letting him outwork in my life and I want to share with you. So I'm trusting that it's going to be communicated well, but it comes with a health warning because I'm not quite sure what God wants to do this morning. So I just want you to prepare yourselves to being open to whatever it is that God wants to say, whatever he wants to do, and however he wants to work. And God's been talking to me about pursuing the heart of God. So in all of this morning, I just want you to bear this in mind. I don't know how this is going to look for me in the coming days. I don't know how this is going to look for you in the coming days. But I do know that this morning I felt the weight of his presence in preparing this. And I believe that God today wants to change us for the future. Not for us, but for him. For his glory and for the extension of his kingdom. He's been talking to me about how things have got to change. God, why aren't we seeing growth? God, why are we not seeing people saved? Why aren't we seeing people healed? These have been all of my questions. And then I started to read this. Tommy Tenney, God Chasers. This book comes with a health warning. That's all I'm saying. I've had to read it a chapter at a time, and then I've had to reread that chapter. But it's inspired me, and it's made me hungry for something more than what I have right now. I'm like, God, there must be more to my relationship with you than this. I am fed up of normal. I am fed up of coming to church on a Sunday and singing songs. God, I want more in my life with you. And I've been feeling that hunger for more of God, and that spirit, the spirit inside me growing a dissatisfaction of normal, a dissatisfaction for the familiar, a dissatisfaction for our comfortable church building, a dissatisfaction for that, well, I'm going to read my word and I'm going to have a quiet time and I'm going to go to church. My desire has started to rise up. Out, break, God, break out of me, break out in me, break out. Change me. And so some of this message is based on what God's been speaking to me through the God Chasers book. Part of it's about what part of the message that Karen Wheaton bought at Faith Camp on Wednesday evening. If you've not heard it, I have a copy. You can borrow it. Amazing. That woman is inspirational. We'll come to that later. So we're going to start in Psalm 24. I'm going to read the Message version, so don't get distracted by yours. It's different. God claims earth and everything in it. Not just you and me sat here. God claims the earth and everything and everybody in it. He built it on ocean's foundations, laid it out on river's girders. Who can climb Mount God? I know Steve found it difficult to climb Mount Snowdon, but God helped him get to the summit. Who can climb Mount God? How big do you think Mount God is? Is it bigger than Mount Snowdon? Is it bigger than the Alps? Is it bigger than Kilimanjaro? Who can climb Mount God? Who can scale the holy north face? I always hated abseiling and rock climbing. I definitely was not built for it. But who can scale the holy north face? I can do that. The spiritual holy north face. Only the clean-handed and the pure-hearted. Wow. And then it goes on to say this. The God-seekers and the God-questers. Is that you? I don't know. I can't answer. This is an invitation to you from God to go higher. Who can ascend? He's inviting you to come up. In Revelations it says, coming up and I'm going to show you what's going to take place. It's an invitation. If somebody sends you an invitation, you have to RSVP. You can't just turn up to the wedding without saying I'm coming. Well, you can, but you might not get any dinner. And the bride and groom might not be too happy. He's inviting you to come and see what he wants to show you. Listen to this. God is hungry for you to respond to the invitation. God is hungry for you to respond to his invitation. He wants you to seek him. He wants you to be persistent in knocking until he comes, until his presence invades, not giving up when it's not instant. You can't just download it. We live in such an instant world, don't we? I don't know about you, but if you were in the lounge, would you hear that on your front door? Jesus, I'm here. No, God wants this. Jesus, I'm here. I'm knocking and I'm not giving up till you open the door. It says if you knock, he will answer. If you seek, he will find. But he doesn't say he's going to do it in 5 minutes. He's hungry to see how hungry you are for his presence. He wants you to be persistent, not giving up, not waiting for the instant burger at McDonald's. He wants you to wait for that finely cooked meal that takes more than 2 minutes to serve. Tastes better as well. So what does pursue mean? It means to follow close upon, to go with, to attend, to chase after someone or something. I like to think that Steve pursued me. Don't know if he did. I like to think it. Makes me feel good. But he didn't give up. He didn't give up after the first time we met. He continued to ring and he continued to text and he continued to send me an email and he continued to invite me out and he continued and he continued until he put a ring on it. Well done, that boy. Yeah. But who do we pursue? And why do we pursue? We pursue because we want something. We pursue because we love something. We pursue because we need something. What are you pursuing right now? The more we pursue, the more like him we become. And I was thinking about the scripture that says that God will draw people unto himself. And God gave me a revelation. And he said, I want to draw people to myself through you. And as you pursue me and my presence as an empty vessel, the glory will fill you. And as the glory fills you, people will be drawn by the glory in you. Not for you, but for me. And then I will draw all people unto myself through my disciples. People were drawn to the disciples because the presence of the Holy Spirit at work in them. I was like blown away by that. I was like, wow, God, you want to draw people to you through me. But something needs to change in me. Maybe something needs to change in you. I can't answer that. Are we glory reflectors? Are we presence carriers? Are we hungry enough to humble ourselves and hungry enough to cast our crowns before him? Are we hungry to seek his face until we see his manifest presence? I'm not saying I've got the answers, by the way. I'm just sharing with you what God's been saying to me. I haven't got it all. I'm not saying that I am lying on my bedroom floor seeking God's face till his manifest presence turns up in that room. But I like to think God's taking me on a journey right now because I'm hungry for more of him. It says in the word, his eyes are searching to and fro for people hungry for him. When he searches, does he see you? I was like, wow, Jesus, that's a challenge. I'm sorry if this is a challenge this morning, but Jesus wants to bring change. Yes. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For that to happen, we need to change from one degree of glory to another. Because he loves us. He wants more for us than this normal. He wants more for us. He wants Holy Spirit outbreak in us. And when he said that to me, does he find you? Do I find you, Faye? I was like, of course you do. You know that God. And he said this to me. Really, Faye? I was like, yeah, sorry, God. When we seek his presence, we become better parents. We become better friends. We become better people to encounter with. Because we've got the presence of God in us. You were born and created for a quest to pursue the glory of God. The one who created you, the one who formed you in your mother's womb. He never leaves us where we are, but he's always shouting, come on, there's more, come on, I've got bigger things than this, come higher. Are we prepared to say, I'm coming God, wait for me, I'm not that quick climbing up the mountain, I'm not as fit as somebody else. I was trying to think of somebody fit, but I don't want to it to be misconstrued or, you know. I'm coming, but I'm not quite as fit as everybody else. Spiritually, physically, there's a challenge to us. But I'm coming. It might be slow and it might be steady, but oh, I'm more of you. I'm coming. Wait for me. Are you hungry for more of God? Or are you satisfied with the comfortable? What will it cost me? What does it mean? I'm getting to the point where I don't care. Do we want to stay here in the dry place? Or do we want to take a risk and dig a little deeper? Who knows? That final shovel might explode into a fountain of water. Can you settle at being a normal Christian, just going to church on a Sunday and reading your Bible? There's got to be more to this life than that. When I read about the disciples and the signs and the wonders and the miracles, I'm like, God, when can we see that? He's like, I'm waiting. When are you ready? The greatest battle of all is the battle of normal. We're surrounded by it, aren't we? Our normal lives, our normal jobs, our normal everything. And you know what normal makes us? Makes us lethargic and uninspired. God's starting to reveal these things to me. Oh, I'm tired, God. Yeah, because you're just normal. Get in my presence. Get praying, get seeking, get worshipping. That's going to go out of the window when you do that. But I'm desperate to see more of God in my life. In the life of my family, in the life of this church, in the life of Ballston, in the life of that surrounding area that he's given us responsibility for. Get this, God isn't interested about how much you know about the word. He's interested in your heart. He doesn't care if you can quote a million scriptures or none. He's interested about whether your heart is hungry for more of his presence. And it was really wild in the move on Thursday evening at Faith Camp. And we had sent one of our young people, had asked if they could go. Off they went. You must come back at 8:30. We sent our little one off to collect them at 8:15 so they could have some time together. 8:30. Oh, ring, ring. That Karen's still talking. Oh, okay. Well, give it another 10 minutes. Ring, ring. She's still talking, but it's really good. I can hear it. She's amazing, isn't she? So at 9:15, when Steve and I have neither young child returned to us, of which we are responsible for both of them, I was like, we're going to have to go and find out what's going on, Steve, because we need to know, because they're our responsibility. Not that I didn't trust God, but if God was doing something, we needed to know so that we could help explain, build up, encourage. Well, when we got there, I'm not kidding you, it was wild. They'd got this laptop, and these kids had got a hammer smashing this laptop up. No, don't do that here. But it was an outward work of destroying everything that had been internally downloaded that was not of God. And they were praying for these kids to receive the Holy Spirit. And it took me back a few years. But do you know what? I was so relieved. Oh, God, you're still the same God. Holy Spirit, you are still bringing liberty. Holy Spirit, you are setting people on fire and releasing them. And our child came over to me and went, it's all right, Faye. They're just praying for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's nothing to worry about, you know. As if I didn't know. But he was just reminding me that everything was fine. But these kids were not just going, oh, yeah. I mean, these kids, it was wild. I can't describe it other than the wildness of the Holy Spirit. And something stirred in me. I was like, I want that. Yes. I don't know about these kids. I want the Holy Spirit to be releasing and moving and working in my life like that. I want the fire of God to set me alight so I don't go out. Are we too familiar with God and the Holy Spirit? Have we forgotten what it's like for the Holy Spirit to move? We think we know him. We think we know where he lives and what he likes. But what he's saying is, come on, you don't know me enough. There is more. I'm not asking about how much you know me. I want you to ask, I want you. Do you want me, God? I want you. And God's answer is a resounding, of course I want you. Let's not get entangled in the comfortable and the familiar. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. God loves us so much that he wants us to have the more of. Do you want me? Do you really want me? And I've put in my notes here, this comes with a health warning. Because if you say yes and mean it, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be kind of wild. But it's going to be amazing. When we say yes to God and we allow his Holy Spirit to have liberty, when we allow God to break out of the box that we have put him in, he hasn't put himself in a box. I've put God in a box. Come on, let's be real. I've put God in a box and I take him out when it suits me. There's no point in flaring up, is there? I'm only sharing with you what God's doing in me. Because what he's doing in me, he can do in you. And he wants to do in you. I've got to stop putting God in the box and shutting the door. I'm going to work now, God, so I'm just going to put you in the box and lock the key. Keys in my pocket. I'll let you out when it's my quiet time. I'll let you out when I'm preparing a message. I'll let you out when I need you. God doesn't want to be put in the box with the drawer locked and the key put in your pocket. He wants to go with you where you go. He wants us to wait on him, seek him and find him. And when we do, he empowers us to do all he wants us to do for him. But how do we pursue God? How do we pursue his presence? And it starts with our hearts. And it starts with repentance. Repentance prepares the way and makes the road to our hearts straight. Surge of the Spirit, it's fine. And Matthew 3 says this, in those days, John the Baptist came to the wilderness and began preaching his message. His message was this, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John when he said, hear a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. Repentance prepares us for his presence. So here's my challenge to us today. Here is what God has been knocking on the door of my heart with. How long has it really been since I said, God, I'm going for you? after I'd wandered a few years in the wilderness and God was gracious enough to reveal himself to me like that prodigal son. I've got a notebook in my drawer at work, and on the front two pages I'd written some stuff when I came back into his presence, when he restored me and he set me free and he started to bind up the woundedness that my choices had created. And I said this: God, I will go where you want me to go and I will do whatever you want me to do. But God, that I would spend all my days seeking your face in the house of the Lord. And God reminded me of that, and I read it. I was reading it at work and I was like, wow, God, what do you want me to do? No matter what the cost, I just want to be with you. And he's been showing me by his mercy how far I've come from being in that place. But there's something rising up in me these last few weeks. A dissatisfaction for the normal and the mediocre. And Karen's passion for God. I was hungry for what she had. I looked at that woman and was so inspired. I wanted to go and just like rub up and down. Not that sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it? But I mean, like the presence of God. I wanted to rub the anointing off her. I was like, God, I want to be like that woman. And she didn't care. All she cared about was the presence of God. And I was like, she was so hungry for the kids and the young people and the lost generation, not just in her place, but in the UK. And I was like, God, we need to be so desperate and hungry for salvation. Why are we not hungry for salvation, God? Why are we not desperate to see people saved and delivered and transformed and set free and restored and in the Father's house? Oh God, why? I want to be like her. All week at Faith Camp, I was like, God, why am I here? I'm just being honest. You know, we have to be honest, don't we? I was like, why am I here? I haven't got anything out of that. God, search my heart. Is it me? And when that woman walked onto the platform and just began to pray, she hadn't even bought a message, something stirred in here. And I was like, this is what I'm waiting for. This is what I'm hungry for. This is what I want to see released, God, in the women, in the men, in the children. Hungry. People hungry for your presence. This should be our normal. This was her normal. I was like, wow. She's like, wow, this is just what I do every day. And some of the stories she told us, I mean, she's been through some stuff. She never gave up. She never gave up. You've said it, God. You've promised it, God. I'm not giving up. If it takes a year, if it takes 2 years, if it takes 5 years, if it takes 10 years, I'm standing and I'm knocking till I see your presence and your promise. I was like, oh, you monkeys. How long has it been since we laid aside everything that occupied us more than God, ran down the road of repentance and said, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I want more of you, God. I want your presence. I want you, God. I want to worship you. I want to be in that presence. Can we have the worship team? Not saying that. You can say that if you want. They might turn up in your front room. You never know. But how long has it been since we have said that to God? And I'm telling you now, he's waiting for you and he's waiting for me. I don't know how the next looks like. I don't know what God's doing. I don't know where he's taking us, but I know he wants to do something. He's going, come on, come on, there is more. There is more than this. Come on, come on, come on. Don't hold back. Don't delay. He's waiting for you to pursue his presence. Come on. The word says this, come all who are thirsty. Come all who are hungry. And we prayed this morning about there being bread in the house. He is the bread of life, the bread of heaven. He's the one that wants to feed us so that we hunger no more. In Revelation 22, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let anyone who hears say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. And in John he says, if anyone thirsts, come to me and drink. Don't wait for somebody else to get up first. Don't wait for somebody else to respond this morning. This is about you and God. You might want to go away and think about what God's saying to you. But that road to repentance is open right now.